The Breakfast Flakes podcast brought to you by the Blue Cat Bar and Grill. Next to the Roadside Event Center in Huntley, the Blue Cat. It's where it's at.
526. I know this will surprise you, but we're having a computer issue. Trying to figure out how to get logged into the newspaper. Kind of big for what we do up here every morning. My computer will, Paul's computer won't. But I do have some good news for the people that like to play the contest. We're doing a Morgan Wallen flyaway. And this trip goes to Las Vegas. Round-trip airfare for two. Two-night stay at a hotel in Las Vegas. $500 in spending money. And just like the previous Taylor Swift contest, we will have codes for you at 820, 1020, 120, and 420. This is the detailed sheet telling us what songs to use when you put them in the promos and all that kind of stuff. I've never seen this before. But so I'll have a code this morning at 820. So if you'd like to play those games... Big week for law enforcement last week. Another shooting on the south side Friday night. And read one story. They talked with one of the neighbors out there, and he said, I don't know what the hell's going on the south side, but he said, I just got out the Zillow app. I was looking to see what my house was worth and where I could move to. And I'm starting to see on the things on Facebook where people can comment. I'm seeing a lot of comments against the $143 million rec center. Got gang members out walking around because the jails are full.
Yep. Have you seen the vote yes signs all over for there? Mm-hmm. I wonder who paid for them.
I wondered about that too. Now there's some committee that got a Facebook page and then commented negatively on the article I wrote about it. So they've got somebody behind them. They got some money behind them.
Yeah,
because they've been running ads too, ads on the paper. And
yeah, I wonder if it's like TrailNet or somebody like that. Usually there's if they run ads, they have to. Put on there paid for by
right.
Friends of Billings or, you know, paid for by Democrats for big government, something, right. You know, whatever it is, usually they.
Maybe I took a picture of that this morning when I was up earlier. Oh, people are mad because now, whoever this group is, they can just send out a massive blast to people's cell phones. So now you're getting spam on your cell phone, too.
A blast of for the parks? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, boy, that's one way to piss people off.
Mm-hmm. Let's invest in a more vibrant Billings for our youth and seniors.
Yeah. Yeah, because when I think soccer fields and hockey, I think seniors. Yeah, that's right. Oh, they're crooked.
Well, it's kind of sleight of hand. I don't feel it's... entirely straightforward the way they present it. They just want their stuff.
If we're going to add any new teams in Billings, any new, you know, we need a couple more SWAT teams. Not soccer teams, not hockey teams.
Isn't that the truth?
We need more SWAT teams, more bomb squads, stuff like that, special response teams. I wonder where our SWAT guys come from. I wonder if these are... just Billings police officers that have decided to train and be in the SWAT unit, or if these were specially trained guys that, have sniper backgrounds in the Marines or something that come in and get in. I wonder where they come from.
I don't know. That would be interesting to find out and see what the difference is in the training.
Because I see you people every weekend out there at the shooting range that all think you could be members of the SWAT team.
Uh-huh.
You couldn't hit a bull's ass if you had to. Oh, my gosh. How could you go through that much ammo trying to sight something in? Oh, man. I told Mark I had a 223 that was off a little bit. I never did really work with it a whole lot. I just kind of got it in the general area. And so Friday, after I was down with the cows and it's getting towards dark, I had a barrel of garbage that I was taking home. And so I just took it out there and I drew a little 1-inch black circle on it and took it out there. And in three shots, I had my 223 dialed in.
There you go.
Took me three.
Mm-hmm.
And so I practiced on a couple prairie dogs out there, and it worked fine. I mean, I got them, and, you know, just nothing too complicated, little 80 to 100-yard shots. But, I mean, it was right on. So I'm thinking, how can you guys spend all day out there and still can't hit anything? on an animal that's 2 feet wide, you can't hit anything. Yeah, we need more SWAT teams, it appears, than anything. More crime vehicles.
Yeah, it's kind of a hard sell right now with A, everybody's property taxes just being assessed higher.
Yes.
And B, the kind of week that we had last week with shootings. And now that we know that we have gang members here, established gangs, both juvenile and adult.
And 420 of them out on the street because we have no place to put them.
Yeah.
Not to mention predators, sex offenders, child molesters running around with ankle. You know who's making the most money in buildings this year, Mark? The guy selling ankle bracelets.
Yeah, because those aren't optional.
He can't keep up. Factory running 24 hours a day. Yeah. We have nowhere to put them. Tourists are going to start coming to Billings thinking, oh, man, ankle bracelets must be in. Everybody's wearing them. So, bad part about those ankle bracelets is they can cover them up with socks or something like their pants, and you don't know that the loser's got an ankle bracelet.
Right.
Now, that's why I always said if you would just put a brand on their forehead right in the middle of it that says a big L.
Uh-huh.
Bar L bar. You would know right away. Everybody could see.
Not first offense, but
right.
You're a repeat offender. That's when you get branded.
Right, you get branded. That way we would all know. I mean, they have no problem putting MS-13 all over their cheeks and face and everything. What's one more?
Right.
What's a bar L bar? Oh, some people may think that's a little harsh, but there is not a little harsh when it comes to fighting crime.
No.
Look, we got dead people. So, yeah, and this 17-year-old boy, too. He was 17. Once again, wrote a thing about youth here a week or so ago. We talked about our youth, you know, being out at 3 a.m. in the morning. Last week in Miami, the 14-year-old boy shot in the Party District, rough area, Miami, 14, 3 o'clock in the morning, 500 block of South 28th. This is the same area where the shooting was last week.
Mm-hmm.
Same area. A couple hours after the shooting, SWAT team went down to a home just a couple blocks away. When the SWAT team shows up, if you don't come out of the house, you're guilty. You're guilty.
I agree.
If somebody knocks on my door and it's a sheriff or a policeman said, could you come outside for a minute? Sure. I go outside.
Right.
If these people aren't going outside and won't come out when they're saying, please come out, and they won't come out, you're guilty already. No need for a judge. No need.
SWAT locally for Billings Police Department has its own requirements separate from getting hired by the department, much higher physical requirements along with shooting and aptitude. There has to be an opening on the team before testing is offered. Training is a minimum of twice a month regardless of your regular position within the department. If selected and you can't adapt to the team, then you are asked to leave.
Hmm. So if you're like James Harden and you can't play for anybody, you'll never be a SWAT member.
Right.
You got to be able to work with the team. And they're just driving by and shooting. On October 31st, shots were fired on the 1500 block of Colton Boulevard. That struck a couple parked vehicles and two homes. Friday morning, police responded. Shots fired from the backyard of a residence on the 4100 block of Jasma Avenue, south side. 43-year-old man arrested. Gang activity, stealing guns. 200 guns reported stolen in Billings so far this year. Majority stolen from vehicles. Well, when you consider how many guns there are in this area, 200,
yeah,
you know, leave them in their vehicle. I mean, how many watches and other things have been stolen from stores this year?
Yeah.
You know? In fact, Friday, I went to a local store here to get some oil, and I pay for my oil, and I'm walking out, and some little punk-ass 13-year-old, 12-year-old kid reached down in the Toys for Tot bin and grabbed like a Hot Wheel, and I was right there. And Mark, I said, hey! And that kid turned around and looked at me, what are you doing? Sorry, man. And put it in there and walked out the door.
Oh, my God.
I was going to use him to wipe my cavity. I am not... folks, I'm sorry. But I... if I wouldn't have been there, that kid would have walked out of the door with that toy.
Right. At least that one.
I thought, you picked the wrong guy.
You picked the wrong store guy
to do that. I never thought that would happen. And I thought, oh, my gosh. Well, remember the story I told years ago, Mark? I was up by Arby's. I pull into Arby's. I'm in my pickup in my stock trailer. I'm walking across. And this five-year-old is walking with his mother into the store, the dollar store. Remember that?
I do.
I never will forget that. And she's got a baby in her arm, and this little kid's walking, you know, right next to her. And she says, hurry up, you're going to hit by a car. And he yells at her, F you, and gives her the finger. This kid is 10. And she goes, oh, now that was a bad choice. Oh, that was a bad choice. And I'm, oh, God, Mark.
Oh,
I'm thinking, what is wrong with you people? And folks, why are these kids running around? No guidance, no parents, no family. They've been abandoned. They didn't have parents. That's why Mark and I are so much behind the efforts and are torchbearers for people like the tumbleweed.
Exactly.
Trying to fix these kids because our troubled youth are a problem. Folks, did you see the protest over the weekend in Washington, D.C.? Protest. These are the people that are putting on social media, Hitler was right, mm-hmm. Gas the Jews, all this kind of stuff. Did you see the protest? Every damn near every one of them is 25 years old or younger.
Mm-hmm.
You could tell that how they hit. They hit like two girls fighting in fourth grade. You could just tell.
Right.
And this stuff spreads on social media. They have not been taught. They don't know about the Holocaust. They don't know about Germany, Japan, Stalin, the Ming Dynasty. They know nothing at all. They have not been taught. And this is what I talked about weeks ago, about they have been groomed. They are the new soldiers. They don't have any clue about reality and the history of our country. And this is what you get. This is the byproduct. And folks, that's the future of our nation right there. That's it. Can't do math. You can't read. You can't write a complete sentence. We saw it. We saw a girl doesn't even know how to address a postcard.
True.
But they know. They know what they read on Instagram and all these other things about these poor, oppressed Palestinian people and how is it? You know what they need to do? They needed to put up a big video board at that protest in Washington, D.C. and show the footage that Israel will not release because it's so gruesome. The atrocities are so great, they don't want the public to see them. Of what these Hamas, Jewish, anti-Semitic haters in the world did to those innocent people. And then see if they protest. Especially if they knew it was their mom who had both her legs broken so she couldn't run, raped by 15 different Hamas terrorists, and then have her head cut off. What if that was their mom? Would they be protesting, save these people? They need to show them that video. Educate them. Give them a dose of reality. They're living in la-la land, these people. And that's a product of our facilities, folks. This is the new generation that we are grooming for this. Ryan Zinke, I don't know if you heard this or not. Ryan Zinke came up with a bill Friday. He wants to deport all of the Palestinians undocumented in this country and get rid of them.
Wow.
Ryan Zinke, folks, was a SEAL Team 6 leader. You want to know what he knows about the Middle East? He has stories, and all these guys have stories that they won't tell you. That's part of what makes our SEALs such a great unit. Their secrets, their training, their missions, how they operate, it's secretive. But they know things. These guys have seen things. Our youth, we have failed them miserably. And this liberal party. Look, folks, where does all the anti-Semitic comments and direction come from? The Democrat Party. No doubt about it. It's evident now. You can see it. Although they try to pin it on all the conservatives, that is not where it comes from.
Hmm.
And everybody knows it. Anti-Israel, Obama shooting.
Get ready for the holidays and have great times at the Roadside Event Center in Huntley. On Friday, November 10th, it's Can't Miss Music from the duo El Wencho. There are many fun classes in November, including painting, a cookie class with sweet sundries, and a giddy-up hat-burning class. There's even a Christmas candle-making party on Thursday, November 16th at 6. Our 2024 calendar is filling up fast. Find all our special events on Facebook, the Roadside Event Center, where memories are made.
His words off right and left, trying to blame Israel and Islamophobia and all this. You know, he hated Israel. He was anti-Semitic himself, and everybody knows it. So Joe went to Delaware for a vacation again. 40% of all of his time in the presidency this year has been on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
He was there over the weekend, though. He wanted to give $16 billion to Amtrak, 25 rail projects between Boston and Washington, over there in the big Democrat hub.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he does. We have no money. No money. He's doling it out. And here is our youth in this country. Look at the problem we've had here in Billings the last 2 weeks. All young.
Yeah.
All young. No direction. Gangbangers out there. No parents have any idea where these kids are, if they even have parents that claim them.
Right.
And that's not their fault. You know, the youth. The future of our nation is in this generation of youth out there that have no clue. And that's the way they want them, clueless. I heard Obama talking over the weekend. He gave a speech, talked about universal wages. That's what he wants. Government will determine how much money everyone makes, and they will equalize it from the bottom up, everybody. So my son, who is right now in his 30th year of education, still on his way to becoming an orthopedic surgeon, in his third year of residency, before he does another year and his fellowship, and then by 35, able to go out on his own and do his surgical. Why, he should get paid the same as everyone else. That's what they want. They'll control the money. They'll control the people. They control the career. They control. Folks, this has scared the living crap out of everybody. But it doesn't scare anybody 25 years or younger.
No.
Because when they come out of high school, well, now that I've accomplished so much and everybody's so proud of me for being a loser my whole life and eating out of my mom and dad's refrigerator and using their hot water and watching their TV, I'm going to take some time off to enjoy myself. And then I want to go out and I want to make $90,000 a year like everybody. That's where they get it from.
Right.
That's where they'll get that support from them. They've groomed them, trained them. They're the new soldiers, folks. And you saw them in Washington, D.C. These people were clueless. Have no idea. No idea. God, I can hardly watch that crap. And it won't be the last one with all this activity, folks. If we don't have room to put any of these kids, they're going to keep blowing the hell out of the South Side.
Mm-hmm.
So once we put that big rec center there, I don't care what color they paint it. The wall is going to have all kinds of stuff on it 2 weeks after it's up.
That is a fact.
They'll have holes in it. Shoot it up. Oh, these kids will all go there to recreate. My ass. Drug dealers and gangbangers don't want to play hockey.
No.
We don't have a place to put them, and especially if they're youth and they're not tried as adults and they're turned back out.
Mm-hmm.
That's because at 17, they've never been put in a state prison or a federal penitentiary where they're going to have a boyfriend.
That's right.
They're not going to like that. They are not going to like Thursdays. Is that the joke, Mark?
That's the joke.
Yeah. They know they're out. They know they're out. Yeah, I can't log into my... I'm going to have some help on that. Couple recalls over the weekend, folks. I don't know if you saw the recalls, but they recalled some chicken nuggets. Tyson recalls 30,000 pounds of chicken nuggets after a consumer reported there was a metal piece in there, in their dinosaur-shaped patties. Mark likes the dinosaur shape pad. See, shape has a lot to do.
No, it doesn't. That,
why the hell do you think they make them shape then?
Well, for kids.
Uh-huh. Because they like the shape.
Right.
And then there's shapes they don't like.
Right.
Like Mark.
No.
The hell, that's true.
It is not true.
20-ounce bags produced in Berryville, Arkansas, Tyson informed the Department of Ag, just out of an abundance of caution. And why? Because you see all the commercials, even from our guys here in Billings that are all over TV now. If you've been dissed, you got to call us. We can get you money.
Mm-hmm. And if you don't win your case, it doesn't cost you anything.
Yeah, we'll just take it. We'll go after them. That's low. But that's what they do now. 30,000 pounds, 29-ounce bags, sold September 5th. Only one report of a consumption of any metal at this point. 350 million people in America, and there's one.
And I don't know anybody with little kids who eat chicken nuggets that still have the same bag of nuggets they bought 2 months ago.
Hey, Mark, you think all those people down in Haiti and Nigeria would take those 30,000 pounds of chicken nuggets mm-hmm. and take their chances on a little flake of metal?
Yeah.
Folks, I eat more crap. You can't believe what I swallow. You know what happened to me Saturday?
You had a hell of a weekend.
I did. Saturday, so I'm getting all spruced up, getting ready to go to town, and I'm taking a shower and everything, and I'm in the bathroom, and I forget to put a bar of my Irish Spring soap in there, so I got a plastic bottle of body wash, you know, in there and everything. I'll use the body wash and flip the lid back up on the bottom of the body wash. And on those body wash bottles, when you flip the lid, they pop right up.
Right.
You know, they snap up. Well, there was some body wash on that lid when I flipped the lid up, and that body wash, Mark, went right in my eye. And you might as well have just taken a blowtorch, folks. I mean a blob that big, and you know it's highly concentrated. So you know what I did? I added water to it. God, Paul, you are a jerk. And I mean, this stuff is burning my eyeball out of the socket. I can't get enough water. I couldn't even open my eye to get the water in it.
Mm-hmm.
And that stuff burned. I think it's possibly, and I've put a lot of stuff in my eyes over the year, I think that burned quite possibly the hottest and the longest of anything I've ever burned in my eye before. Because, you know, those lids, they pop.
Right.
They snap right back up. When you hit them, they flip. They just kind of...
Well, and there's two kinds of heat in your eye. One is, okay, that's going to burn a little. I know better.
Yeah.
I got to remember. I'll flush that out. And my one, I remember the restaurant. There's a restaurant in Lewistown that served a hamburger with peanut butter and jelly and jalapenos on it. Mm-hmm. And I said, I got to try that.
Well, sure.
Well, these weren't the jalapenos you get at Subway. These were the jalapenos.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sweating, and I just barely rubbed my eye. And as soon as it hit, you, oh, no.
Yeah. Dang, that burned. I didn't sue anybody. I should have called those two guys. Hey, would you take my case? Because there's no warning on there about be careful when you flip the lid, because it could flip it up in your eye and cause a major burn.
Mm-hmm. Well, even if there is a warning, you had the story last week about the can of cooking spray with the warnings on it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Oh, and then they recalled some fruit pouches, too. The fruit pouches that the kids liked. Something with the fruit pouches or something, but I don't know. It's just crazy stuff. Boy, that burned, though. Whew, man. Going to have a guest tomorrow on the show. Somebody's announcing a run for Congress in the Eastern District, and they wanted to come in. I said, sure, come on in. Wish John Tester would come in. He won't. There was an article for him in the Rural Electric magazine about how this guy is so down to earth and such a... He just carries Montana with him in every decision he makes, and that's a bunch of malarkey. What a joke. Why don't you come in and I'll ask you some Montana questions then, if you're such a Montana guy, where you vote 98% with Chuck Schumer. You think people in Montana would open borders? Huh?
No.
I mean, you think people in Montana would be able to kill babies after they're born? You voted for that infanticide bill. You think people really want to do that in our state? You're nothing that represents us. You're a blowhard. Runs, he runs one way and votes the other. We've seen that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
They'll run as conservative, Montana, born and raised, down to earth, red, white, and blue, and then they vote the other way. We see it a lot.
Get ready for the holidays and have great times at the Roadside Event Center in Huntley. On Friday, November 10th, it's Can't Miss Music from the duo El Wencho. There are many fun classes in November, including painting, a cookie class with sweet sundries, and a giddy-up hat-burning class. There's even a Christmas candle-making party on Thursday, November 16th at 6. Our 2024 calendar is filling up fast. Find all our special events on Facebook. The Roadside Event Center, where memories are made.
Seeing a lot. And this is a big week too, folks, because the Flakes trip's coming up Saturday night. And all the cards probably by this point have been mailed out. And you got 5 days left to qualify. It's going to be a great party. It's at the Roadside Event Center. If we, we're going to be out one more time this week, but we will take callers throughout this week off and on to get you registered. When you get registered, I'm just going to put your name on one of these cards, and we'll have the card for you. Your name will be on a master list, and you will check in at the party through our crack security team. And you'll be in that way. But the party is at 8 o'clock at the Roadside Event Center. Check-in starts at 7. The doors of the facility will open at 6. And should be a good time out there. I was reading this thing today, and it's funny. We give the trip away this week, and there's an article that comes out today, folks. I've traveled to Cancun 12 times. These are my top tips as the high season approaches. Some guy from AP. Hell, we've been there that many times, at least.
Oh, yeah.
The Mexican Ministry of Tourism estimates foreign visitors will spend $31 billion in their country. That's an 11% jump from last year. Mexico is a world tourism powerhouse. Now, one of the reasons why the jump? Prices have gone up.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of it. December marks the start of the high season, a season when tourists start to flood for the sunshine. See, folks, when we go at the end of January, that is peak time. That's the peak time. That's why people, well, we went to Cancun, we went in October, and we saved $1,000. Yeah, you went in October. That's why. You want to save even more? Go in August. You can save more. But when everybody's freezing their keisters off in the United States and around the world and Europe and stuff in the wintertime, that's when we go. Here's how I recommend preparing for your trip based on my one dozen trips. This will be good. Let's see, Mark, if we agree with this guy. Now, I don't know what's in here because I haven't read it yet.
Okay.
So we're just going to do this on the fly. All right. Cancun is split into two regions, the hotel zone and downtown. The hotel zone is what many Americans picture. Sandy beaches, bars, restaurants. It's touristy. The beaches are the definition of beautiful. I don't know if I would say beautiful around the Cancun area. We went there and they had all those grind up shells and stuff. Remember that?
7 Mile Beach is an artificial man-made beach.
Yeah. So, in contrast, downtown Cancun is set miles back from the beach. Local flair, taco shops may both delight a visitor's taste buds. Many tourists never set foot in downtown Cancun. I always stay there. I don't believe downtown Cancun is for everybody. And then take buses to your destinations on the Yucatan Peninsula. It's cheaper. The distance from the beach is a downsize. ATM fees in Cancun are exorbitant when using out-of-network debit cards. I already know what kind of traveler you are. You can avoid ATM fees altogether by traveling with a Charles Schwab debit card. From my experience, most ATMs in Cancun are in-network. You can take advantage of Schwab's ATM rebates. You can always withdraw money from an ATM inside a bank mall. But folks, when you all go on vacation, who in the hell wants to do banking and find ATM machines and cash traveler's checks and do, who in the hell wants to do that? Mark,
What do you do? Let's talk to one of our experienced travelers.
Hola.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Marco Wilson-Azales. And when we go to Cancun. And Mark, what do you do when you go on vacation to prepare for any expenses or tipping or anything along the lines that you need? What do you do?
I carry cash.
Thank you, Mr. Wilson.
Good old American currency is accepted everywhere.
Mark Wilson, when he sees a Penelope Cruz lookalike, is not running to an ATM machine, getting money for dinner that night, or mm-hmm. a souvenir, or packing a debit card. He's not doing that. Cash is king in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Period. That's what he should have said. Let's move on, shall we? Oh, regardless of which card you take, always withdraw the money from an ATM inside of a bank, mall, or other secure locations. That way, a visitor reduces the chances of inserting a card into a machine that has a skimming device. Mark, let's talk to Marco Wilson-Gallas. Mr. Wilson, how do you avoid having any cards that you use in Mexico illegally skimmed or scanned?
By never using them.
And what do you do?
I pay with cash.
Thank you very much. Boy, this is a great show we're doing here today. Leisure with Mark and Paul. Let's move on. Be smart and not afraid. Nearly all of his 12 trips to Cancun were as a solo female traveler. I never had any serious safety issues. I walked the hotel zone in downtown Cancun. I stayed in an Airbnb alone and shared a dorm room. I also didn't walk down desolate streets alone, hail taxis off the street, or wear expensive jewelry. Practicing basic safety precautions is vital for a safe Cancun trip. Mark, let's talk to Marco Wilson-Alas again this morning. Mark, what's the best way to avoid any trouble when it comes to the hot spots in Cancun that may be trouble? Don't go to the spots where there is trouble.
And traveling a solo female and sharing a dorm room?
You know what that means? She's not very attractive. I have never seen, folks, I'm being real about Mexico. I'm just being real.
True.
Travel writer Alexandra Sumano echoes this sentiment too after her and her husband's trip to Cancun. The key with any destinations you aren't familiar with is to exercise common sense. Read reviews before booking an Airbnb or vacation rental. Ask family and friends who have visited the area for their recommendations. Don't leave the bar with someone you just met. Avoid illegal drugs. It doesn't say avoid drugs. Just avoid the illegal ones.
Right.
These people are writers. These people are giving information. Folks, that's why our pre-trip party is so important.
Yeah.
We've been there so many times. Mark and I and Carol and the rest of... We could have written this article and mm-hmm. tell you what to do. Also, recommend keeping an eye on the U.S. Department of State's travel advisory page. Cancun typically ranks a level 2. The Department of Security recommends reconsidering if they're at a level 3. Okay, let's see here. Chichen Itza is arguably the most popular place to see Mayan ruins. It's a little longer, blah, blah, blah. Mark and I recommend Tulum. Mm-hmm. It's closer, it's easier to get to, and you can see the same thing.
Right.
Swimming in the cenotes is fun. Taking a ferry to Isla Mujeres, scoping out a smaller party scene in Playa del Carmen, snorkeling, blah, blah, blah. We've done all of it, folks, all of that. Vacationing during the high season has its perks. There's less rain, little seaweed, no hurricanes, and the weather isn't scorching, but you have to pay a premium. So consider traveling from mid-April to May. Yeah, or October to November. That we just talked about that before we even got into this. Mm-hmm. Yeah. These people tell, well, we found the cheaper. Yeah, well, you know what time you're going?
Right.
Travel writer Alex Caspero travels to Cancun with her family several times per year. She recommends checking for deals. Our latest trip in October was 50% off the hotel costs that we had to pay in March and other times. Well, yeah, that's because you went in October.
Mm-hmm.
She suggests renting a condo with a kitchen. Groceries are typically less expensive, because that's what I want to do. And Mark wants to do the same thing. When we go to Mexico for 7 days, we want to spend all day in the kitchen. Don't we, Mark? Don't we?
I don't cook in this kitchen.
Exactly. It better be ready when he gets there. These people were dumb. Here's something else we tell people. If you go to a beautiful place like that and you are pinching pennies, and you're budget conscious, and you're watching every nickel, you're not going to have fun.
No.
And you probably shouldn't go anyway if you're pinching.
If it puts a financial strain on you, your household, wait until you can afford to go.
Right. We always tell everybody on these excursions and stuff, don't look for the deal, because what's going to happen if you pick the cheap one, you're going to be in a Dodge van from 1969 that has the blue smoke coming up from the muffler, and you're going to get car sick, and you're ready to heave before you're even down there. Mm-hmm. And you stop at his brother's. They got very large families down there. Each family, folks, has about 200,000 people in them. And you stop at their restaurants, their souvenir shops, all of this.
At every other resort where the other cheapos are getting picked up.
Exactly. You pick them all. Yep. There's people on there that have diarrhea, gonorrhea, malaria, everything.
Must have been the tamales.
It must have been. We say, don't be afraid to spend the money. Mark and I did that one time on a trip. We took a private catamaran out to Buck Island. There were five of us.
Yeah.
And we went on this private snorkeling thing, and we paid like $60 a piece. And it was great. We went out, we saw turtles, everything, our own catamaran. And then there were the people that went out, and they spent $30. And folks, it looked like they took a bag of orange ping pong balls that had 200,000 of them and threw them in the water from their life jackets.
Yeah.
Folks, Mark and I can write these articles. We will tell you everything you need to know about traveling to Mexico should you win.
Right.
And there's only one way you can win, and you got 5 days left to do it.
Right.
So, Mark, you could be a travel editor.
But my article starts with, hey, call Carol.
That's exactly right. We don't have problems.
We don't.
And if there is a problem, Carol or Rhonda that go with us, they take care of it for you.
Mm-hmm.
Room problems, travel problems, any problem at all. We know where to go, what to do, how to do it, what to take. You'll learn all that if you win. We only got 2 spots left, and you only got 5 days left this week to get in. So take advantage of that. Trip of a lifetime. That's our travel tips for the day. Thank you, Marco Wilson-Aulis.
Solid advice there. Yeah, solid advice. 612.
The Breakfast Flakes podcast brought to you by the Blue Cat Bar and Grill. Next to the Roadside Events Center in Huntley. The Blue Cat. It's where it's at.